Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, Siv Gimel Dalid He and Vav. Siv Gimel, Kishab Hosea. When a person steps back at the conclusion of Shmoneh Esrei, Oiker Regel Simorol Techila, he first moves his left foot. Veshir Pesios Elu Lekola Pachushu, and the measurement of these steps are such that at a minimum, Kedei Sheyitein Gudol B'tzad Ekev, in order that his large toe of the left foot is up against the heel of the right foot. Small steps, but the entire length of the foot. The Amar says, Ulchatchila lo yafsiya psios gasos yosemizet. Ulchatchila, that is the way you should step back. They should not be wider steps than this, just the length of the foot. This is based on the reason behind the steps that Rav Hai Goin brings. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Gimel Techila. He should step out of Shmoneh Esrei with his left foot first. The mistama oikur enish kar diyamina bereisha, because typically people will use their right foot first to step. Lachain oikur kam b'smol. Therefore, here he steps back with his left foot. To show as if it's difficult for him to depart from that place. The ayin be'alocha, look in the be'alocha. V'hine, seder ha'shalosh p'siyos elu hu. The order of the three steps go as follows. Techila yafsiya beregel smol p'siya katana. He begins with a small step with his left foot, that the toes of his left foot should stop at the heel of his right. Then he takes a large step with his right foot, that the right foot passes the left and keeps going until the toes of the right foot are at the heel of the left. Then he steps back with his left foot to make it equal with the right foot. The Be'er Halacha points out that if someone was left-footed, then he would step back with his right foot to show that he doesn't want to depart from the tefillah. You could tell if you're right-footed or left-footed, how would you kick a ball? Most people will kick a ball with the right foot, so they step back with the left foot first. If someone would naturally kick the ball with their left foot, then they would step back with the right foot to show that they don't want to depart from the Shmoneh Esrei. The Be'er Halacha goes on to bring that the Taz says a different pshat, where there wouldn't be any difference if a person's right or left-footed, and they would always go back with the left foot first. But the Chai Odom and Shulchan Aruch Harav bring the first reason, that it has to do with showing that I don't want to depart this place, and therefore the left-footed person will be different than the right-footed person. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yudalit Kedei Sheyitein V'chulu. The first step is such that we want the toes up against the heel of the right foot. This is similar to the steps of Kohanim when they did avoid the Beis HaMikdash. Shehayu mahalchin ekev b'tzad gudol. They would walk with their heels up against the large toe of the other foot. Very small steps. V'kasa Magenavon, Magenavon writes, to a pachus mishir zeh, that less than this amount, ein ole shem p'siya klal. It's not called a step at all. And one should not be lenient, even if it's a very narrow, small area. One still has to take those three steps. Some are lenient in a case of need where you just don't have room to make those steps. Now this only works if there's no one standing behind you davening Shmoneh Esrei. But if someone behind you is davening Shmoneh Esrei, either way, you don't step into his four amos. Like we learned before in Simen Kuf Beis. Sifkaton Tesvav Ulechat Chila. The Rama says Echat Chila, you don't take bigger steps than this. Lishna der Rama Einu Meduktuk. The language of Rama is not exact. He should have said Yesh Omim. The Hacholek Al Mechaber, because he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Sfirle the Kol HaPachos, because the Mechaber says it's the minimum size step. Umashma de Psios Gasos Yose Odif, implying that larger steps are fine, or even better. And the Amor says, no, this is the Lechatchila, the size of the steps. Sifkan de Zayin lo Yafsiya v'chulu. L'chadchila, one should not take wider steps than this. The tefilos keneged tamidim tiknum, because our davening shmona esrei corresponds to the korban tamid and beis hamikdash, will be idin dumi to kahanim b'avodah son. So we want to be similar to the kahanim when they did the avodah. For the chen lo yafsiya psios gasasios, so there one should not take larger steps than this. But and furthermore, the mixi kerots mufnei hamelach, if he takes larger steps, it may appear as if he's running away from the king. V'chein pasku abach v'derech hachayim, and so paskins the abach v'derech hachayim to take small steps, like the Ramah writes. Se'if dalet, misha moisif ashalosh pesios havi yuhara. Someone who takes more than three steps back after Shemona Esrei is arrogant. Mishtabura sif katin yudzayin havi yuhara. Shenira, it would appear, shucholek kavod l'shchina yos mishar b'nei adam. He's giving more honor to the Shechina than other people, and one should not do anything that looks like yuhara, that looks like this kind of arrogance. Se'if hey, gam shliach tzibur tzorech l'vsoya shalosh psiyos, keshem mispala b'lachash. The Sheikh Tzibur has to take three steps back after his silent Shemona Esrei. Ukshayachsa tefila b'kol rom, but when he repeats the Shemona Esrei out loud, Eino tzorch lachzor lifsar shalosh psios, it's not necessary for him to again step back three steps. The Ramah adds, Imlo hispalo b'lachash rak b'kol rom, if he doesn't daven asan Shemona Esrei at all. If the Sheikh Tzibur begins by davening out loud, then of course he would have to take three steps back after his loud tefillah, because he didn't daven a silent Shemona Esrei. Mishtabur Sivkar and Yudches, b'kol rom ein sarich. When the Sheikh Tzibur repeats Shemona Esrei out loud, he does not have to take three steps back when he's done. The Mishtabur explains, the soimich al psiyos shel hakadish sha'achar uvolatzion. He relies on the steps that he takes after the Kaddish of Uvolatzion. Afal pisha mafsikin b'kriyas haTorah v'halal v'avinu malkeinu, even though there's many interruptions. There's going to be kriyas haTorah perhaps, and halal perhaps, or v'avinu malkeinu, not to mention tachanun. Kulu l'seder hatfila boim. These are all part of tefillah. The Kaddish al-achreim choyzer ikar tefillah shmona esrei. And the Kaddish tiskabel afterwards, after Uvolatzion, is essentially going back on the shmona esrei. And therefore, the steps that it takes back at Osa Shalom at the end of that Kaddish are sufficient for the Shemona Esrei. Umikan diktiku achronim. From here, the achronim were exacting the ein l'shliach tzibur l'daber beinei beinei besicha shalom inyonei hatfila. The shliach tzibur should not talk from the end of the Chazaras Hashatz through the Kaddish after Volat Zion, unless it has to do with the tefila. Ke Kaddish chozer al tefila, because the Kaddish is going back on the tefillah. The notes point out that if after the Chazaras Hashatz a different Shliach Tzibur will pick up for Asher V'Letzion, then the Shliach Tzibur who did Chazaras Hashatz should step back after his Chazaras Hashatz, because he's not going to be stepping back after the Kaddish of V'Letzion, because that's going to be said by the second Shliach Tzibur. However, the notes bring that Rabbi Yosef held that he could step back after the Chatzi Kaddish, because even if a different Sheikh Tzibur picks up with Asher V'Letzion, the first Sheikh Tzibur says the Chatzi Kaddish after the Shemona Esrei, so he doesn't have to step back, let's say, before Tachanun. After Tachanun, he'll say the Chatzi Kaddish, and then he could take the steps back if he's not going to continue with Asher V'Letzion, to take the steps back after the Kaddish Sholem, after V'Letzion. Mishnebura Sifkan Yutes, Lachzor, he doesn't have to step again three steps back. But if the Sheikh Tzibur chooses to step back after the Chazaras Hashatz, we are not going to protest his doing so. If the Sheikh Tzibur only says an out loud Shemona Esrei, there is no silent Shemona Esrei, then he does step back three steps when he's done. When a chazan davens a silent Shemona Esrei first, he has to step back after his personal bakashos, could go into Elokai Netzur, like Elokai Netzur, which he doesn't repeat in Chazaras Hashatz. Then, after the Chazaras Hashatz, he would step back after the Kaddish, al tefillah shesbal banat tzibur, for the tefillah that he does for the tzibur. But in this case, if he's not going to daven a silent Shemona Esrei, only b'kol rom, he would have to step back after he finishes the tefillah out loud for his personal tefillah. The notes on the side point out that if a Shliach Tzibur made a mistake in his Sa'at Shmoneh Esrei, and he would be required to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, so halacha is, when he says the Chazor HaSashatz, he'll be Yoytza when he makes up for the mistake that he made. So in such a case, he'll have to take three steps back when he finishes his Loud Shmoneh Esrei, because that is his personal Shmoneh Esrei, as well as being for the Tzibur. Se'iv Vav, K'sheyachzor Shliach Tzibur HaTfila, Yomegam Ken Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. When the Shliach Tzibur repeats Shmoneh Esrei, he has to begin with Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. The Ramah adds, Avol Einu Oyem V'Sof HaTfila Yilu Ratzon. But it does not say at the end of the Chazor HaSashatz, the Pasuk of Yilu Ratzon. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Sefkon Chafaf Einu Oyem V'Chulu, the Someich, he's relying on Tiskabel Tzlos Hon. The Tefila of the Kad, the Sheev Tevol Tzion, that his tefila should be accepted, she'orim ele besof, that he says at the end, at that kaddish. U'b'shlo kasev, but the shlo writes, loymar, that he should say, yilu ratzon. The kasev hagro, v'divi ha'shlo ikr, and the Vilna Gaon writes, that the words of the shlo are the main thing to do, and therefore we do recommend that the Shliach Tzibur say the pasuk yilu ratzon at the end of Chazor HaSashatz, not like the Ramah, who says that he does not say the pasuk yilu ratzon at the end of Chazor HaSashatz. The notes on the side point out that the Ramah would agree that if the Shliach Tzibur did not daven a silent Shmoneh Esrei beforehand, only davens out loud, that the same way we said before, he would have to take three steps back, so too the Ramah would agree that he would have to say Yilu Ratzon at the end of the out loud Shmoneh Esrei. The notes also point out that sometimes a different Shliach Tzibur picks up for Ashrei of Alitzion, and the Shliach Tzibur who davened the Chazor HaSashatz never gets to say the Kaddish after Vol Tzion. So he's not going to say it to Skabat Tzlosot. So in such a case, he should also say the Pasuk Yilu Ratzon, even according to the Ramah, at the end of the Chazor HaSashatz, because he's not going to say it to Skabat Tzlosot afterwards.